SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, an immediate three-day curfew in Alice Springs, a plan to ban sex services from the National Disability Insurance Scheme proves controversial, and in tennis, Coco Gauff and Emma Raducanu say goodbye to the quarterfinals hopes at Wimbledon. Latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diamond. Northern Territory Police have announced a snap three-day curfew in Alice Springs, which will begin at 8pm tonight and apply to both adults and children. Anyone in the CBD between 10pm and 6am will need to prove a lawful reason, including work or fleeing domestic violence. The announcement follows allegations a group attacked four off-duty police officers, with two female officers hospitalised with minor injuries. A previous three-week curfew in April applied only to under-18s and began at 6pm. In May, the Northern Territory Parliament passed controversial legislation which made it easier for the police to announce three-day snap lockdowns with the possibility of extension. Northern Territory Police Commissioner Michael Murphy says he's considered the timing of the events for NAIDOC, which celebrates Indigenous culture, history and achievements.
I'm very aware it's a really important week for the Territory and Australia in NAIDOC Week. I don't want to be disruptive. We will still have a policing presence, but only the declared area will come into force from 10pm to 6am. And yes, it is a curfew and it applies to all classes of people. It will apply to adults, it will apply to youth, it will apply to everyone.
Indigenous leaders in the NT say the announcement undermines the positive messaging of NAIDOC Week. Northern Territory Police Commissioner Michael Murphy says 10pm is a reasonable time to begin the curfew and allows children and adults to attend NAIDOC events. But NAIDOC committee member and woman Cherise Buzzacott says it undermines the celebration's positive messaging and says the timing during school holidays is difficult for families. Shortly before the curfew was made official, she told NITV it's another example of Indigenous people not being consulted about decisions that affect them.
For us, we recognise that there are a lot more different layers to the problems, that it's not just a simple problem. Like, there are so many different things we need to support. And if we're putting in curfews, we need to put in meaningful actions. We need to be talking to community and talking to the people that are at the centre and talking to our young people. And we need to be bringing them in and supporting them, not turning them away and shunning them and saying, don't come to our events, because they're the people that they're our most vulnerable people.
Melbourne Airport hopes planning discussions for the Rail Link project will recommence immediately after executives compromised and agreed to build an above-ground station. The $10 billion project linking Melbourne Airport to the rail system has been in a long-running stalemate over whether the station would be above or below the ground. The Victorian government has said an underground station would take too long to build and be too expensive. Melbourne Airport CEO Laurie Argus said that Victorians have waited too long for an airport rail line and the airport is willing to compromise to get the project back on track. The standoff had pushed the original completion date back to 2033, but Ms. Argus says she hopes it can now be built sooner.
Our view is any rail is better than no rail, so the time is now to compromise and accept the above ground solution, so that we can get on and build this desperately needed airport rail link and ensure that we deliver the aviation growth into the future.
Disability organisations are concerned the government's plan to ban sex services from the National Disability Insurance Scheme will impact the human rights of NDIS users. Current NDIS rules allow some participants to claim sex services as part of their personal budget, which NDIS Minister Bill Shorten plans to change as part of broader reforms. The government failed to pass its NDIS bill before the midwinter break, after the Coalition and Greens sent the bill to a Senate committee. People with Disability Australia President Marika Yonkers says sex service providers help participants in a range of ways.
Two people who both have a physical disability, and the Australian courts have recognised sex is a human right and part of everyday life. Now, this couple need assistance to get into position to have sex. Do we expect anyone who cooks, cleans or provides other services in the house to assist them in the act of having sex, or perhaps would that best be performed by someone with specialised services?
In tennis, reigning US Open champion Coco Gauff has been ousted at Wimbledon by Emma Navarro as the world number 19 seed continues her breakout season to reach her first Grand Slam quarterfinal. Navarro controlled the match of 16 against Gauff, winning 6-4, 6-3 in just 74 minutes. Gauff praised the performance of her fellow American.
I would say that's probably one of the better matches she's played this year, and it's kudos to her. I knew she was going to play well, and I think I have the ability to raise my level when players play well, and I felt like I didn't do that today.
Emma Raducanu is also out of Wimbledon. I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.